listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. One person has perished in a Kyabram house fire this morning. Emergency services were called to Unit Street about 2:30 a.m. Fire crews extinguished the blaze before a person was found dead inside. A crime scene's been established, but the fire isn't being treated as suspicious. It was off limits until now, people being urged to take a look at the swollen Murray River from the safety of an iconic paddle steamer in Echuca. Murray River paddle steamers are back to work on the water. Managing Director Rowan Burgess says it's a sight to be seen.
But for a big boat paddle steamer, professional skippers, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity to see something you won't see again probably in most lifetimes.
It's really starting to heat up now and reptile catchers are seeing the effects of that. More and more lizards, snakes and even turtles are getting out and about, but reptile specialist Simon Wathero says they're essential for the environment.
They're great, they're wonderful, they're full of surprises. It's important to just treat them as part of our environment and learn as much as you can. Learn to live with them is really important and treat them with respect, and I think that goes a long way.
Labor's Jordan Crenali is set to hand Dan Andrews his 55th seat as she pulls ahead in the battle for Bass. She strengthened her lead over the Libs' Aaron Brown to 211 votes, with less than 1,000 votes still to count. 89.1% of the votes have been counted, and crucially, the ABC's vote tracker now lists the seat as ALP likely, a change from ALP ahead. A full distribution of preferences to confirm the winner is expected on Wednesday. To sport now, when Yarrawonga will host the Tennis Victoria Country Week, handed the rights after the event was given up by the flood-hit Shepparton. Some of Victoria's best line up each year, with more than 1,200 players and spectators expected from February 13 to 17. And a team of 83 Gippsland swimmers have been named the Country Junior District Champions down in Melbourne. Remarkably, the squad has held the title since 1993.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.